Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Going to be another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Ain't that hard. Ain't that complicated. You sure to pull it off. Anyway, I do really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being a part of the solution, really, if you want to think about it. You are part of the solution. Okie dokie, this is easy, right? Oh, my God. sending me notes during the show is great. I really don't mind. It's just that, man, it throws me off when you come up with some pretty good stuff. Anyway, well, you know, more of your money, Republicans again, as a whole, right? Left you in the lurch again. I mean, think about it. Another, what are they end up spending? $2 trillion? No, really. I think it's close to $2 trillion. Do they really care about you? Are they really the people they tell us they are? And I ask because I haven't seen, these guys are spending money like crazy. Like, they really don't care what's going on. They really don't care what's happening. And where's all the outrage on, you know, from our people, unless they're holding their water until they take over, although, I whatever. I want you to think of something here. The radical left Democrats, or communists as we like to refer to them as, they spied on the Trump campaign. They lied to the FISA court. They lied to Congress. They allowed invasion of our country on the southern border and continue to do so, not doing anything to stop it. They're allowing hundreds of thousands. Well, I'll put it this way so I don't over-dramatize this, right? Tens of thousands, well over 100,000 at this point, to die in this country because of what they're allowing to come over the southern border, which you have to believe at this point in time there is something going on between China and Joey B. Right? They've embarrassed us in Afghanistan. They gave away our energy independence. They killed us on job-losing regulations. They wouldn't use 10,000-plus soldiers that Donald Trump recommended on January 6th to make sure that there wasn't any issues, any problems, any headaches. Why would they refuse that? They refused to look at any kind of election fraud whatsoever, anything, which would have put many to rest. Right? And FBI paying Twitter to make sure that Hunter Biden's crimes were covered up. But we have nothing to worry about. I mean, it's cool. Let that sink in. And we're the ones that lie. We're the ones that steal. We're the ones that cheat. We're the bad guys in their eyes. It never stops. You know, it's the Senate GOP right now are going to get on board and pass this $2 trillion omnibus package, which includes $45 billion to Ukraine. 45 more. 7.5 million in LGBTQ programs. God forbid we have them in the other kind of program, right? J6 prosecution funding. We need that in an omnibus bill. 7,500 different special interest earmarks. 3,000 plus pages. And not a nickel for border security. Right? You know, they are one party. It's starting to look, not starting to, it's looked like this for a long time. But it really basically is one party. What are they doing? What is any one of them doing, Republican-wise, screaming and yelling and making sure stuff like this doesn't go through? I mean, establishment Republicans are gone. They are the problem. And I say that because if they would open their mouths, if they would push back and say something, you wouldn't be able to get these bills through. Did I do this? Yeah. Here's Mitch McConnell.
Making sure the Defense Department can deal with the major threats coming from Russia and China. Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians. That's the number one priority for the United States right now. According to most Republicans, that's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment. Making sure.
Right. Sure. I mean, I just read you off the list. Where is the money for the defense at the southern border? Nowhere to be found. And they want us to believe that they're different than the Democrats. That's what they want us to believe. Unreal. And if you really want to hear somebody who's smoking crack big time, come on back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but it's not that hard. It really isn't that hard. That's why I say get involved and get engaged. You can do this. 855-RO-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. ABC, you know, I think some of you saw this yesterday. ABC blames Trump and DeSantis and Abbott for the border crisis. I mean, it takes a special kind of ignorance, a whole new level of ignorance, to try to place the blame on people that actually want to stop the flow. But Listen to their reasoning. Okay?
Go and beyond. So they do get the message that it is an open border.
You talk about the border wall. You talk about open borders. I don't think I've ever heard President Biden say, we have an open border, come on over. But people I have heard say it for you are former President Trump or Ron DeSantis. That message reverberates in Mexico and beyond. So they do get the message that it is an open border, and smugglers use all those kinds of statements.
It was known from the time that Joe Biden got elected that Joe Biden supported open borders. It is known by the cartels who have sophisticated information whether or not the Biden administration is going to enforce the immigration laws or not.
Don't you love how she did that? Because you keep talking about the borders being open is why they're coming up. She totally forgets that Joe Biden talked about it during his campaign. This is not who we are. Turning people away who are in need, that's not who we are. When they come to this country, we should welcome. I mean, you can go through the whole thing. But here's the funny thing about it. Her premise is because Joe Biden never said the borders were open. Use those words. People that she loves, you know, in the Democrat world, don't use those words. Therefore, it's not their fault. It's the fault of Abbott and DeSantis and Trump, because they say that. Listen carefully to her words, how she chooses them.
You talk about the border wall. You talk about open borders. I don't think I've ever heard President Biden say, we have an open border, come on over. But
actually, he did. He didn't use the word open border. He said that we're not that kind of, that's not America. That is not us. We don't, if, you know, these people can come over, and we will welcome them in, we will help them. She really, when Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump, and some of you just passed out, thank God, when he was president, I was looking at the numbers today, and I knew I was going to screw this up, but we were looking at maybe 1,200 to 1,400 people a day being caught at the border. And let's say double that kind of way. Let's say it's, you know, 5,000 a day, because we couldn't catch them all. Right now, they're stopping, I think it was the number I looked at was 7,200 a day. And with the surge, they were expecting that to climb up to 15,000. Double. The last couple of months, we've had over 200,000, sometimes over 250,000, that we know of, that we stopped at the border. That we know of. So they live in the delusional land. They don't care what you think. They don't care. I'd like to say drinking the Kool-Aid, but it's well past Kool-Aid now. And it's wrong. It's hurting us. It's hurting the country. It's hurting the people. Democrat legislators, Democrat mayors and governors are now speaking up going, stop. This is insanity. And I want you to think about something. What did we send to New York, Chicago, D.C.? I think between DeSantis and Abbott, I probably sent maybe 12,000 to each one. Let's just, you know, put it that way. And they're screaming for state of emergency. They need help. And yet Texans have borne the burden, had to pay for these people coming over in the tens of thousands. Right? And the government's not helping out. The feds aren't helping out with that. Matter of fact, if anything, the feds should be shoring up the border. The border is not secure. Can we just be honest about it? I mean, can we be that? They are not secure. And for some of you guys that just, you're stuck on your ideology, the blood of those kids, those young kids that are dying from fentanyl overdoses is on you. It's all on you. You heard me. They don't like that. They get a little squeamish. But the blood is on them. There's no way around it. And, you know, they talked about the fair elections. See, the thing with Joe Biden, he can't even get people to show up at his rallies. They can't get 200 people to show up. FBI paid Twitter millions to censor Hunter Biden's laptop story. I mean, there's the big story. How did the allocation, how did the checks get cut? How did Twitter get $3.5 million in taxpayer money to censor conservatives and to squelch Hunter Biden, the laptop story, the truth? How's that? To squelch the truth. Twitter took down the New York Post's bombshell story about the laptop all the way back in October 2020. The FBI repeatedly warned executives of big tech companies it would be coming. Why? Because they knew. They knew it was there. They knew it was out there. They knew there was trouble. And the government paid Twitter millions of dollars to censor, you know, info from the public. Now you're getting to see it firsthand. You're getting to see it firsthand. Must ask Republican Adam, Representative Adam Schiff, as outgoing chair of the House of Intelligence, did you approve hidden state censorship in direct violation of the Constitution of the United States? They don't know how to answer that. See, it doesn't apply to them. Notice how they were outraged that Trump said something to the effect of that we should bypass the Constitution on certain things. These guys don't say it, they just do it. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. All across the central U.S., from the border with Canada all the way to the Gulf Coast, an Arctic blast is bringing a wide range of wintry threats in the Great Lakes.
So we're expecting this winter storm to strengthen as it moves through the Great Lakes into Friday. And that's just going to create a large area of high winds and heavy snow with this system.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Hoving is in Michigan. Winter storm warnings and extreme sub-zero wind chill alerts are posted in northern states. states. While hard freeze warnings cover many states in the south, wind chill, even a concern across Texas this week. The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee approving a motion to release materials regarding the tax returns of former President Trump to the House of Representatives. The move will clear the way for the materials to be made public, although it is unknown when they'll be seen. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. This is how we win. You get informed, then you engage, then we kick butt. That's how you make it work. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always love it. We're talking about how the FBI, how in God's creation, under the watchful eye of the Democrats. How did the FBI get away with giving $3.5 million to Twitter and directing them on what to do to make sure that Joe Biden got elected? Look, you can say, remember, I think what it boils down to, somebody can correct me if you want to, what it boils down to is 22,000 votes or 20,000 votes. That's what Joe Biden won by, in essence. All right? And when I say that, I mean, those would have put Donald Trump over the top in a couple of different states. And there's questions as to, again, I could go through these numbers 100 times, and you guys are tired of hearing them, and that's fine. You take one county in Nevada alone that had 24,000 people vote in two counties. How is that? Why not question that? I mean, really, seriously. So here you have, you could say the election wasn't stolen, but what was the number we just saw? 73,000 people? Or 73% of people who voted for Joe Biden said they would not have voted for Joe Biden if they knew about the laptop. All right? What does that tell you? I mean, think about it. The intelligence community, the group that we're supposed to trust, that we're supposed to believe in, that we're supposed to believe keep us safe, did a great job on 9/11, right? Everybody kind of knew bits and pieces of it, but nobody could come together to keep it from happening. The intelligence community discredited factual information about Hunter Biden's laptop to Twitter. And this is both before and after it broke. Special agent, FBI agent Elvis Chan sent 10 documents to former Twitter head of site integrity, Yoel Roth, hours before the Post article was published. So they knew it was coming out, they knew what was happening, and they made sure that Twitter knew about it and knew it or believed it to be false information. Isn't that cool? Really? McCann urged Roth that the documents were not spam and asked him to confirm receipt. 2 minutes later, Roth replied, "Received and downloaded. Thanks a lot." There were so many former FBI alumni working at Twitter in 2020 that they had created their own secret, you know, Slack channel. Former FBI General Counsel Jim Baker, who started working as Deputy General Counsel for Twitter in 2021, told Roth the materials from Hunter Biden's laptop were either faked or hacked, even though the post included a receipt from the repair shop. So it had the FBI, of all people. These guys can get information off a hard drive that's been smashed, for God's sakes. Right, and I'm sorry, I blew the number earlier. Over 10% of voters said the knowledge of the story would have made them change their mind about voting for Biden. That's according to the Media Research Center. It's just amazing, right? There was flat-out pure evidence that Biden's laptop was real, the information on it was real, and of concern. Look, come on, can we stop playing the game and can we be honest about this stuff? I mean, you're doing it in our faces anyway, why not? Right? If this was a Trump kid, they would have been in jail the next day. Can we stop jerking around? Right, they would have been in jail the next day. It would have been that simple. This is how ridiculous this is. Yeah, and it's important to understand that Hunter Biden, I mean, let this sink in. It's important to understand that Hunter Biden earned tens of millions of dollars in contracts with foreign businesses, including ones like the Chinese government. And Hunter offered no real experience, no real work. Seriously. And yet, one of Trump's kids, one of the daughters, when asked, mentioned some kind of clothing line that she has, or I don't know if it was a fragrance line or clothing, it doesn't matter. A product that was theirs. And everybody went through the roof. Because, you know, as president or the president of kids, you really can't be hawking your own products. Right? That's why Trump had to divest himself of, you know, the Trump Towers, the Trump Corporation, if you would. And then now we find out that in the emails, they did the same thing to Facebook. This is Zuckerberg's own words, that the FBI basically came to us, right, and, you know, said that they thought there was a lot of Russian propaganda running around. I mean, these guys are amazing. And they're so, I mean, this is what they have to do for a living, right? They're so used to lying, it doesn't bother them. They don't even, here, listen to Zuckerberg yourself.
The background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that.
Similar to what? You mean he means misinformation, right? The craziness, just craziness that refuses to stop. But it really is the only way, right? Come on, think about it. It's the only way they can win. Look, I wrote a book back in 2016, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, still available on Amazon. And I'm not telling you that to go get it. Buy one. You'll enjoy the reading, I'm sure. I actually held it back until Trump was elected, and then I let it go. But one of the chapters in it is, why do they have to lie to win? If you want to go through the list of things that they've had to lie about, that would come to find out to be truth afterward. And the average American, as much as they couldn't stand Trump, said, hey, we wouldn't have voted for him. We wouldn't have voted for Biden if we knew this. We wouldn't vote for Democrats if we knew this. It's just amazing. So, it, again, I don't know how we stop them other than really putting the pressure on a regular basis. Some of you billionaires out there, let's buy these news sources. Let's make sure the information gets out. You know, and I get it. I get it's tough. I get it's hard. We got ourselves. Look, I got to tell you something. I was talking to somebody the other day and it dawned on me. I taught about this 25 years ago. I taught about this shortly after Facebook started to build massive following. I was talking about how much influence they had, how much power they had. They just hit 1 billion users at the time. Or they were just shy of 1 billion users. And I said, look, people are getting all their information here. You're getting your kids' pictures, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and some. At the time, they really weren't doing a whole bunch of advertising on Facebook. But I said, once the thing starts to roll, this is going to be a machine you're going to have a hard time stopping. Right? And not only that, I'm sorry, but most people are not that bright. They're not that well-educated. I know they like to believe themselves to be, but they're not. I mean, if you ever watch, what is it, Dice? On Mark Dice. On YouTube and other places. You'll see, you'll hear him going out to the average American. No, he doesn't go looking for the idiot in the room. I'm sorry, some of you would like to believe that. But the majority of the young people that he talks to, yeah, and some of the older ones too, have no clue. Just totally lost on what the 4th of July is, what the Civil War was, you know. Seriously, now they can spew to you, without knowing the backup, they can spew to you that garbage they learned in school, you know, about the white supremacists that our founding fathers were, and slave owners they were, and that kind of stuff. They can't tell you what any of the holidays are, though. They can't tell you with any kind of substance what these days mean. Joe Matheny, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Just be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. And you get that. Come on. You can do this with me by this point, right? You do that by getting informed. It's really what it boils down to. Just get informed. And then again, at that point, we can all come together. We can all make it work. Right? I mean, am I wrong here? Tell me where I'm wrong. Again, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. McCarthy. Yeah, I knew I was going to have to get to this eventually. I don't want to. But McCarthy's members, you know, there's a bunch. He's having a hard time. I told you I don't trust the guy. I have a lot of reasons why I don't trust the guy. I've been with him. I've been in meetings with him. And he is trying hard to secure the speakership. And if you recall, back in the days of Paul Ryan, It was him. It was McCarthy or Ryan. Now, Ryan, he turned out to be a real schlock, didn't he? But McCarthy was even worse. He couldn't get any traction because he knew there were skeletons in his closet. So, you got five hardcore conservative members vowing not to vote for McCarthy. Only 54 members are Kevin only, which means there are options, or other options, I should say. But part of this, part of these guys are putting information together. Are putting together, how do you want to put this? A list of demands for McCarthy. And when the general election comes around again, should we get the presidency of the Senate and maintain the House, they want him to step down if he hasn't met certain criteria. Right? And but again, as usual, as happens in the Republican Party, it happens a lot, they don't want Kevin. They have no alternative. I don't care what you say. They have no alternative. Right? They have no plan. They have no candidate. So Kevin is the only person running and the only person I'm considering for speaker, no matter how many ballots that it takes. This is coming from Taylor Greene. I know that some of my colleagues have concerns, but there's a serious risk of letting Democrats have a hand in choosing the next speaker, which would be a disaster. They're right. It would be a disaster. President Trump has now publicly supported Kevin. You know, and again, they do have a point here. It's because we wait too long. We wait too long to get in the game. We wait too long to get the right people involved. We wait too long. And then we fight over the smallest things. No. I'm not saying here that we're fighting over the smallest things, because Kevin is not a conservative. Excuse me. You know, the congressman is not a conservative. No. But we can hold him. We can hold his feet to the fire. He serves, I mean, for all intents and purposes, he serves at the will of the people there, the other Congress people. So there's got to be some caveats you can put in place. You know, Ryan did it when he ran. I don't know if some of you remember. And part of it was that there was a pledge or an agreement that he couldn't be removed. Right? They wouldn't vote to remove him. Oh, yeah, it was a great deal. It was, you know, he's one of us. He's going to do the right thing. And then, bang, what's the first thing you vote for? With no pushback, no caveats, no carve-outs, nothing for the GOP. And he vote. What was it? Was it the first time we had a trillion-dollar budget bill? Right? Was that nice of him? Just hand it over to Barack Obama at the time? You know, by the way, I'm getting new information that I've on the bill, the omnibus bill, it's it is 4,100 pages now. There's no way to pay for it either. These people put this stuff together. It's like, you know, it's an emergency. We have to have it now. Well, how are we going to pay for it? Well, we don't know. The bill was dropped in the middle of the night. Okay? It'll fund the government through 2023, but will it really? $45 billion in military and economic aid for Ukraine. Right? This is billions more than Biden requested. Something's up. Something is up. $5 billion earmarks for 3,200 projects. And that number has risen to 7,500. $47 billion for National Institutes of Health. $1 billion for Puerto Rico's electric grid. $600 million to address water issues in Jackson, Mississippi. The Senate version of the Electoral Count Reform Act, which would change the process for lawmakers to object to certification, Why is that in there? That should be a separate bill unto itself. Right? No, really. Seriously. We need, these are the things that we need to push for. We need to push for these, you know, individual bills to be clean without anything attached to them. And that's one of them. I mean, what's in that Electoral Count Reform Act? I want to know. What process is it changing? I mean, the states are allowed to decide how, not when, but how they conduct the election. They should be allowed to put safeguards in place. I mean, our framers were very specific about making sure that the states had had a say in this, a strong say in this. Chip Roy and 12 other Republicans have come against this. Right. I mean, they're very upset about some of the information, some of the money in it, and where the money is going. I don't blame them. And then you got Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He called it a strong outcome for Republicans. The guy is smoking something we've never heard of before. He is always on the wrong side of these things. The administration wants to cut funding for our armed services after inflation, while massively increasing spending on non-defense. And Republicans have taken the president's bizarre position and flipped it on its head, McConnell said. Oh, yeah, you guys are strong. Just amazing. Senator Mike Lee had a great speech. I don't have time to play it. You know, about how wrong this was. He got it right. But they won't listen to him. No. He's a killjoy. Keep them for spending all that money they want to spend. Take a listen.
Seem to be people who want to make sure that all spending decisions are wrapped into one spending bill. Very often, those are wrapped together in one omnibus spending package and then held off until a day or two, sometimes just hours, before the government is set to shut down. That's when the magic happens. But it's not good magic. It's really bad magic. We all know that this is wrong. We all know that this is a corrupt way to run a government. This is a corrupt process that brings about all kinds of special interest giveaways. And in the absence of the light of day, they pass with the threat, the extortive threat of a government shutdown or canceling Christmas. Members end up voting for that which they know they have no business supporting.
Amen. I'm there with them. It is a corrupt process. They know what they're doing. They back you into a corner. Look, the California legislature does the thing. The California Constitution requires that all bills be passed. I think it's by 11 o'clock or by midnight on the last day of the session. Now, this is truth. This is gospel truth. They unplug the clock at the State House in a room where they're taking the votes, okay, until they're done with them, until they get what they want. It's not a joke. That's truth. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to my website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, and you can also sign up for the email blast. You can sign up for text alerts. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Brad Dacus joins me in the next hour. You don't want to miss this.